You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're trying to chop it up and talk to all the guys that are going to get a look in the National Football League, and our next guest is one of them. He played wide receiver. He also was a return specialist for Texas A&M. Anais Smith joining us. 58 balls, 795 yards, 2 touchdowns. Also had 22 punt returns, 485 yards and a touchdown. And Anais, man, appreciate you jumping on. Talk about this experience as you continue to prepare for the NFL draft just a few days away.
Man, well, first off, I just want to say thank you for having me on. Definitely, truly an honor and a blessing. But, yeah, man, this experience has been wild. You know, going through the combine, Senior Bowl, things like that was definitely a different experience for me just because I watched my brother go through, like, the Senior Bowl process, but the whole combine was a first for the family. So that was a little different and definitely an experience that I always dreamed of doing, but then actually doing it was just a little surreal. Unfortunately, though, I wasn't able to necessarily do the combine because I had a stress fracture in my left shin, so that had medically that uncleared me to go ahead and do the combine and whatnot. But at the same time, man, just the whole experience was fun. The whole training, getting ready for to run the 40 and things like that was definitely a wild experience, man. But so right now, nowadays, I did my pro day and I did pretty well. I ended up getting surgery for that shin the day after.
Oh, wow.
So, man, lately I've just been doing rehab.
So you ran and then got the surgery. Okay, yeah. Man. Well, that shows, I'd say this, man, that shows some toughness to those scouts and the personnel guys.
Yes, sir. For sure. For sure.
Anais, as we talk about, you know, your time at Texas A&M, Mike and I spent a lot of time talking about what was going on with the offense, and you were still able to be productive, even though I think, you know, I'm going to say you guys underachieved offensively, and obviously Jimbo, you know, got fired over it. But talk about what you did in that offense, because you can play various positions, right? I mean, obviously they can put you out wide. You can play the slot. Talk about your versatility.
Man, yes, sir, for sure. Well, to go out to what you said, I definitely do feel like we kind of underachieved in a lot of ways. But, man, I've been playing all types of positions basically my whole life. I can remember playing quarterback, running back, receiver, tight end, defensive back, safety, linebacker, corner. I was also the team's punter at one point. I also held the ball for the kicker and whatnot. So I always played a lot of different positions. I never just looked at myself as one specific position, man. I just look at myself as a football player. You know what I'm saying? I like to get the job done, and wherever I fit on the field, then I'm going to go ahead and do what I got to do to get that job accomplished. Unfortunately, though, we did not accomplish a lot of the things that we said we wanted to at Texas A&M, man. So, honestly, I had came in as a receiver. When I first got there, I ended up switching over to running back, which was low-key the plan, not the, like, final plan or whatnot. But I did have some expectations from Jimbo that I was going to go ahead and play a little bit of running back, get mismatches and whatnot from the backfield, whether that was running option routes or just lining me up with a safety, motion me out wide, whatever the case was, you know. So I definitely have some experience playing running back, and then ended up, you know, playing a little bit of running back my sophomore year, a little bit of my junior year. And with all of that, man, like you said, I was a specialist returner or specialist guy type. So I ended up doing some kick returns, some punt returns and stuff like that. But yeah, man, I just look back at all the time or all the positions that I was playing in high school, and just the amount of love that I had for the game and how much I had wanted to win. And that's really what I go back on, just wanting to win. And I do whatever it takes to go ahead and get this job done, for sure.
It's Anaya Smith, guys, former Texas A&M Aggie. Carl used to work with Cordell Stewart. That was the first slash. So basically, Anaya, you don't have to play in the NFL. You made all that money off name, image, likeness down here at College Station, right?
Nah, I definitely wish to still play for the NFL. You know, I don't feel like don't get me wrong. I'm truly blessed. You know,
right.
Definitely made a little bit of ends and whatnot, but definitely nothing compared to what I'll be able to make in the NFL. Nothing compared to it. So.
Who do you, is there a wide receiver you watch that you kind of mimic that you maybe like a lot in the league currently, or somebody that maybe you've even gotten to know and worked out with?
Right now, if you look at the league right now, you can look at a guy like Deebo Samuel and the versatility he has to be able to go in the backfield, get like jet sweeps, running between the tackles, stretches, and also being able to have the ability to go out wide and run real great routes, which he does. I definitely feel like I have that type of play style, and I feel like that's what a lot of teams are starting to look at me to do in the league and stuff like that, and then also being able to play special teams and whatnot. But honestly, I like to study a lot of my film on guys like Doug Baldwin or like Steve Smith. You know, those guys were definitely ballers in their time, and they weren't always the biggest receivers, you know, but they did what they had to do with their ability. And I just feel like I'm a sleeper in a way when it comes to my size and stuff like that. But I definitely feel like, God has definitely blessed me with great work ethic, number one, and then also just having, I guess you could say, the athletic ability to be able to go do the things with my size, you know, as people try to say I'm undersized or whatever. But, yeah, man, I just go out there and ball, and I try to model my game, I guess you could say, after like guys like Steve Smith and Doug Baldwin.
Anaya Smith is with us, guys. By the way, projected anywhere in the fourth round in this draft, so we'll be watching for you on Saturday and say, I heard that guy on the radio. And by the way, man, who are some of the tougher defensive backs that you went up against in the SEC?
Man, I can name some guys. Starting off, I always say Patrick Surtain was definitely probably my hardest competition that I had to go up against playing against Alabama. You know, it was always one of those games where you're going to bring your A game or whatever, but now for me, it was just another game. But Patrick Surtain definitely gave me some competition. You can look at guys like, well, he's technically not in the SEC, but Cameron Kitchens is a great defensive back out of Miami.
Yeah.
We had 2 years going up against each other. Definitely had a great game, both a great competitive game, both games. So, man, I can honestly keep going. Terrion Arnold is in his draft this year.
Yeah.
Definitely a great athlete. And it's been a lot of guys, for sure.
All right, Anaya, before we let you go, I want to get your assessment because you're there. Every year we hear that A&M is going to take this jump.
Mm.
Jimbo got there, and everybody thought they were going to take this jump. You've been in that program. You were productive again. But what's the deal, man? What's going on? Like, what's your assessment? You know, you said that you felt like you underachieved. I think most of the country felt that way, and Jimbo's on a beach somewhere because of it.
Yeah, man, for sure. Honestly, I just feel like the discipline level is not there. You know, we had a lot of distractions after we had won the Orange Bowl and whatnot. NIL became a thing, and a lot of the young guys was trying to get recruited to just get paid or things like that, you know. And then once it was time for them or for everybody to go ahead and lock in on a certain mission, it just seemed like that discipline wasn't there to be able to get the job done, especially when it came to finishing games. You know, we will always be in a game, and then it just seemed like we weren't never able to finish it. So really just being able to create a culture and having that discipline and really just setting a standard to the guys, and having all the guys being able to buy into the process, and instead of just worrying about themselves and what they feel and what they care about, just think about team mindset, and I feel like that's something that we had lacked.
Anais, I couldn't have said it better, man. I mean, we're here in Atlanta, and obviously Georgia is on top of the college football world. It's what Kirby's been able to do, right, and people are trying to emulate it. What you just said as a player, all of that stuff matters. So I just wanted to get your opinion about A&M since you were there. But, man, it's on to the next, and it is the NFL for you. We wish you nothing but the best, brother, and thank you so much for jumping on with us.
Yes, sir, for sure. Appreciate y'all for having me, man, and God bless.
You too.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.